Sloppy Love Jingle Sequence 3. Cameras rolling. Action!
The bomb's been detonated. I'm just waiting for an explosion. I was at second base and it was time for me to close in on third. With blurred vision and precisely placed slurred words, we started kissing. Man, listen, it was like a scene from a very bad B-movie with a very low budget. But fuck it, I was drunk and I admit I loved it. Every last second, I couldn't kill that thought of us butt-ass naked. Telly surfing with the fan on, chatting about the session and slowly getting into some closet skeleton confessions. That's when she made an offer that I couldn't refuse. And chills went up and down my legs like Samoan tattoos. She said she had a pad that wasn't too far away and said she loved it if I stayed to the following day.
Hell yeah.
So it was time to exit stage left.
All right, guys.
I made my rounds, gave my pounds and hugs, gathered my thoughts and took a deep breath. And now we walk into the door, but right before we step, the Sashi bought me one more.
Good looking out, Sashi.
And now I'm feeling it. I had my hand in my pocket, but she's stealing it with our fingers in a lock. And as we're walking down Exchange Street, with our hearts pitter-patting to the same beat. And then she popped the question, like, Trav, you ever been in love? I'm like, not that I recall. Well, there was one situation, but I didn't have the patience or the balls to say it.
Nope.
And every time I tried, I just digitally delayed it. And it sounds something like a... Man, my speech impediment left my heart vacant without a single resident. The first tenant got evicted the second she settled in. I seen her the other day riding my bike and kept pedaling. If it wasn't for meddling, kids would love even exist?
Nope.
If it wasn't for alcohol, would I be saying this?
Nope.
She probably took offense. I probably started getting sober. Because she started getting ugly and I think I probably told her. Then my feet got heavy. I started dripping sweat. Knew I was getting into something I would later regret. Right when I lit the cigarette, I caught a case of the spins and started wishing I was back at the bar with my friends. And then it happened. I fell flat on my face. When I awoke, I found that I was in a very strange place. I must have got my wish granted because I was butt-ass naked. But the only downside was that the room was pretty vacant. Except next to the bed, there was this note on the dresser. While I'm trying to deal with this hangover head pressure, with a smile, I grabbed the note, lit a smoke, and sat back. Dear whoever, lose my number. P.S. The sex was whack.